this recent album that they put out in 2009, I just think is remarkable. So I'm going to play a few tracks from that. But of course, first up, a few tracks from their classic original album called Perfect Youth. You're going to hear the tracks Perfect Youth, American Song, and Part of the Noise. So let's get right into it. This is the Pointed Sticks from Vancouver. They were a first-generation punk band who were only around for a few years before splitting up in 1981, then reforming again in 2006. And they're farewelling us this weekend, their final show ever. So let's get into the Pointed Sticks. This is going way back to their first album. We're going to hear a song first up called Perfect Youth. And of course, coming up too, we have an interview, a very special interview with Chris from Bass One Guitars, our local guitar shop here. He is a luthier, a very interesting guy to talk to. We're going to play for you part one of that interview later on. But first up, here is the Pointed Sticks. We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And we're back here on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. My name's Matt, and you can receive regular updates if you go to the blog, type Oz Stranded into Google, O-Z-S-T-R-A-N-D-E-D, and all the podcasts go up there every week for your listening pleasure. So three tracks there going right back to the first generation punk era. That is the Pointed Sticks. They were always Vancouver born and bred band, punk rock band, from active from 1978 through to 1981 initially, and they were the first Canadian band signed to Stiff Records. And so we just heard there from their very first album, three tracks, absolute classics there, Perfect Youth, also American Song, and Part of the Noise, so all from the Perfect Youth record. Now, why am I playing this? Well, they're playing this weekend in Vancouver because they did reform in 2006, and they are playing their final show tomorrow night at the Rickshaw, which is sad, but they definitely had a good run of it for their second run because they put out this really good record, 2009. Like, who would have thought after a break between 1981 and 2006... to put out a strong album like this one is remarkable. And they toured Japan as well during their reformed period. So let's get into it. First, those three tracks you first heard were from 1980. So now we're going all the way through to 2009. So still very talented people who recorded this album, The Pointed Sticks. The album's called Three Lefts Make a Right. Let's start out with the first track called She's Not Alone Anymore. This is The Pointed Sticks from 2009, Vancouver, BC.
She's not alone anymore, now she's open the door. She made a life of her own and left an unhappy home. Have to say that girl is doing fine. She's not alone anymore, not on her own anymore. Now she's happy inside and she's got nothing to hide. Believe her when she tells you she's alright.
She's not alone anymore. china shop. We never cared about what we'd got. We woke up in the morning to the rhythm of a beating heart. Every night I walk the streets until I'm lost, and then one by one thoughts come back to me all night long. I keep wondering what went wrong. You're an angel with the devil in your heart. You tried a lot of things to keep us apart. You told me that you love me in the morning. You forgot my name.
Sunday, November 4th, Portland's Typhoon brings their enormous sound to the Rickshaw Theater. Mixing parlor music with indie rock sensibilities, this 12-piece is a band that simply cannot be missed. Special guests include the incredible Laura Gibson and Lost Lander. So this is an amazing triple bill you can only catch at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, November 4th. Advance tickets are available at liveatrickshaw.com for only $12.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show hosted by Matt. And every week I broadcast great sounds from Australia and Canada, two countries that I'm familiar with because I've lived in both. And I love digging into the past. And the Pointed Sticks are a band that definitely was... It was about time I got to broadcasting some of their songs because they're a seminal band here from Vancouver. And if you've been listening from the start, you would have heard three tracks initially from their 1980 record called Perfect Youth. But those last three tracks there were from 2009. You heard She's Not Alone Anymore, also Sentimental Fool, and the final track there was All Night. So all off the album Three Lefts Make a Right, which was their Reformation record, which came out in 2009. Very strong record. What a great legacy to leave behind two really strong albums. One from 1980 and one from 2009. That's pretty cool. And some great shows, including the one tomorrow night, because Pointed Sticks are finally saying farewell here in Vancouver, playing at the Rickshaw, also supported by the Jolts. And I'll try to squeeze in a Jolts track later on. They're one of the best contemporary punk bands here in the city, I think. So that's that. That's the Pointed Sticks. So great to learn about this piece of Vancouver history and to farewell the band. Get on down to the Rickshaw tomorrow. Okay, now coming up next, I have a really fascinating interview. It's rare to talk to someone who has, He's a luthier. This is his name is Chris, and he is a proprietor of Bass One Guitars, which is a custom electric and acoustic guitar shop here in Vancouver. Chris operates a business at 318 East 5th Avenue, and I popped into there kind of randomly. I was riding my bike past one day, and because I'm a beginner guitarist myself, I was curious about this guitar shop, and I realized when I walked in that it was a nifty little a small business that's a lot more than it seems, because there's real guitars being made by an experienced luthier. So I spoke with Chris on the phone today, and I'm going to broadcast part one of that interview right up after this, and we'll get to part two another week. There was a lot we spoke about, so yeah, that's coming up right after this.
Hello. This is Pure Dracula from MacLoo. And you are tuned in to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca.
Okay, so now it's time for part one of my interview with Chris from Bass One Guitars. Chris is the proprietor of this very interesting shop. It's a custom, they specialize in custom-built guitars, and Chris is an experienced luthier. So a luthier is somebody who is trained in the trade, the craft of actually building guitars from scratch. So sourcing the wood, doing everything that it takes to piece together a guitar, all the electronics, everything. And yeah, I met him kind of randomly, and when I discovered the shop is at 318 East 5th Avenue. So let's have a listen to my chat with Chris, and we'll learn about what a luthier is, first of all. That was my first question to Chris. What actually is a luthier?
A lot of people remember that from the Smurfs, the Johann kid playing the lute. That guy. but basically it's, classically trained or modernly trained guitar builder. So at the same time that I'm doing custom builds, I'm also running a full-time repair shop. So a lot of different angles to cover when you're talking about instruments.
That's right. And so it is a sort of a traditional trade. Then how did you personally get into that? Was it something in your family, or was there a moment in time that you discovered a teacher, a mentor, or...?
Well, I was looking for a job, a musician in the 90s, played guitar since I was 9 years old, taking guitars apart and putting them back together. And so when looking for a job, I applied at Larivee Guitars, Vancouver, originally from Quebec. They're a Vancouver company now, and then they've also got a factory in the States, down in California. But basically, I applied, and I back in the days of using the phone books, I applied at the wrong address, the old factory, and everybody'd already been moved down. So when I started at Larivee, I started right at the bottom, me and one other guy that was a sawyer, and basically I started carrying out sawdust and being a shop steward and a shop hand and cleaning out the saws and stuff like that, and kiln drying a bunch of wood, basically starting right at the bottom after we'd gone through about 35,000 spruce tops for acoustics. There was no more to be cut, so he got me a job at the main factory with all the other workers in the wood shop. Jumping around from each step of the process, over, I think I spent 6 years there altogether. So, basically being shown by John Larivee Sr. and Jr. how to properly build a guitar, fix, paint issues and pretty much everything from fretting up fingerboards, doing inlaying, all that stuff. So. And after that, there was some problems with union being voted in for the Larivee company, and everybody was laid off, so I decided to start my own venture.
When was that you started the shop?
I think the first shop in Gastown was 2004. So that would have been my first professional shop, and just over the years we've grown into a retail location just in the Main Street area, so we're also selling a lot of things now and trying to compensate some of the time with retail sales, as well as a lot of people eventually learn, you know. It's a lot easier to sell things than break your back making guitars all day long,
yeah.
Which I still do anyways.
That's
it,
right.
It comes together for a nice package at the end of the day, I guess.
Absolutely. It's so fascinating to hear that you were grounded in such a traditional craft. Like, I can't imagine it's terribly common. Like, if someone decided that that's what they wanted to do with their life right now at this point in time, is it not as easy now to get into that world, you know, to find someone, you know, to mentor under, things like that?
It's hard because half the battle is learning it, and then the rest of the battle is sticking with it and outlasting all the other people that fall off, you know, whether you're poor or broke or starving, you know. I've had to carry this thing, and luckily with the help of my wife, you know, doing the website and everything, it's we've been holding on, and we're getting, you know, a lot of recognition in Vancouver. So it's just, you know, it's more like a time thing. You can't build a label overnight. You know, we've been doing this for 12 years, and we're still, I wouldn't call myself a master by any means, but we're very, very fluent in most of the you know, steps of the process.
And
John Lev has been building guitars for 45 years, and you know, he's obviously considered a master around the world. But it didn't happen overnight for him by any means either.
So is it easy enough to sort of, can you summarize the steps of, like, you know, building a guitar? Is it easy enough to say basically what the steps you go from point one to the finished product?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people that call themselves luthiers are sort of throwing parts together and ordering necks and getting bodies pre-painted. Basically, we start, I go right out to source my wood out. There's a local company called Columbia Valley Tone Woods. They deal in a lot of woods just from BC, mahogany, spruces, cedars. So I basically go out and pick out my woods and start right from scratch, you know, and then you start with the shape, the fretwork. You know, I have to paint them myself. I wire them up, the electronics. And there's well over, like, 130 steps. That, you know, I've been trying to master every step over the years, and it just adds up, you know. Every month something gets better, and every day something gets better. But basically, yeah, we start right from scratch. And we get a lot more, you know, recognition doing this than just somebody opening up a shop and putting parts casters, what they're called, after the Stratocaster, right? They're called parts casters. But, you know, we do everything right from scratch here.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit longer, but you get other options, you know. If you walk here from Ronald McQuaid or a big shop, you can buy the guitars, but you can't design them yourself and put the volume knobs where you want them and choose a different style of pickup configuration that you can't buy off the shelf, right down to getting your name or something personal inlaid. Pictures or names, or, you know, red out of abalone or mother of pearl shell. So it basically becomes like a part of you, the guitar that you can keep over the years that nobody else can, you know, copy. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's mostly my customers are looking for something that is unique, or a different kind of exotic wood that's a little expensive to buy, you know, off the shelf. If you're going to pay for some custom shop guitar with some Brazilian rosewood, for example, you're probably going to pay around $8,000 for a big shop. A known shop like Fender or Gibson, whereas I can offer the same guitar for, you know, under $3,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to peg hole myself there.
Yeah.
My guitars, yeah. They're going right now between $2,000 and $3,000 for something nice out of my shop.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have gone to the effort, too, to source parts from different countries, like something as specific as strings from Germany and some of your pickups from Brazil. How did that come about, the sort of, I guess, extensive research and decision making? And
It's just like anything, you know, like I said, it didn't happen overnight. We've been, you know, cultivating relationships in different countries for a few years, just trying to offer Vancouver something else that isn't, you know, the norm. You know, so we're also a smaller shop, so I need to draw people in with my guitars and with other things that the big shops don't carry. So we've been dealing with pyramid strings from Germany. They're a hand-wound string. High-quality materials are used. And as far as electronics go, my wife is from Brazil. So when we were down there visiting for a couple months, I hooked up with Augusto Cabrera, who is a very world-renowned pickup manufacturer. And he has his family hand-winding the pickups with him down there. And, And they're unbelievable. So, you know, if you're ordering a custom guitar, you want to put in something flashy, something super, you know, hand-tailored and boutique-y, which is why I've hooked those guys up. And everything else is just, you know, we're trying to look for the highest quality components for our guitars, and you might as well sell them at the same time and off probably.
Hey, this is Blaine from the Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So that was part one of my interview with Chris Bassaraba. He is the proprietor of Bass One Guitars here in the city of Vancouver. The shop is at 318 East 5th Avenue, which is one block off East Main Street. The shop's open Monday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we just heard there Chris speaking all about what a luthier is. And a luthier, if you're curious, is spelt L-U-T-H-I-E-R. So a luthier is a traditional maker of guitars, and that's what Chris does there. And, of course, repairs as well and sets up. And everything that a budding guitarist or experienced rock musician needs. So that was really interesting to chat with him. And I've got a lot more recorded. We spoke at length, so we'll play part two another week. So that's a little taster for you. So Bass One Guitars, that's B-A-S-O-N-E. Bass One Guitar Shop. If you live here in Vancouver, you can go there in person at 318 East 5th. And if not, if you're not in Vancouver, you can go to the website. And that website address is bassoneguitars.com, B-A-S-O-N-E, guitars.com. Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'll be right back. And this show is a bit of a flipped version. Usually we do the Australian stuff first, but we're going to do all the Canadian music first because there's so much happening. I don't want to miss out on letting you know about a lot of events happening here in Vancouver. And then we'll get into some new Australian music right at the end. So keep listening. And I'll be right back after this.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
We're back here on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. So lots of interesting events happening in the coming weeks, one of which is going to be on November 10th here in Vancouver. It is the first annual Blank Fest, which is a fundraiser for a very good social service here in the city of Vancouver that does a lot of work for the homeless population. The service is called Covenant House. So the event is called Blank Fest, and it says it's Blank Fest. It's about the homeless, nothing more, nothing less. So they're very, very focused on raising money for a cause that's ongoing, of course, here in the city of Vancouver. And the event is at the Railway Club, 379 Dunsmuir Street in Vancouver. So November 10th, Blank Fest. Proceeds going to Covenant House for their work serving the homeless population of Vancouver. And there's a whole bunch of bands playing, and I'm going to play for you two of the acts that are playing at the event. I'm going to play for you a track by the headliners called Titan's Eve. They're a thrash metal band. And then another band on the bill who I quite like to call the Handsome Distraction. So first up, though, this is interesting on the little promo for this event, Titan's Eve. So they're actually touring Europe at the moment. And there's a little YouTube clip of one of the guys from the band standing. It looks like there's the Eiffel Tower in the background. And he's just talking about this event. And he's just reminding folks that, hey, when we get back to Vancouver, we're playing this event. And it's good, and you should come. So this is Blank Fest at the Railway Club on November 10th. So the headliner is Titan's Eve. So let's play that little promo, and then we'll get into a Titan's Eve track, some thrash metal.
Titan's Eve, and we're on tour across Europe right now. As you can see, we're in Berlin. So on November 10th, we got The Covenant House is holding, trying to raise money for the homeless and people that, you know, need help. And we're so stoked to be part of that. November 10th at the Railway Club, there's a lot of great Vancouver and BC bands. Leanne Harris, thank you very much. Come on out, November 10th. Railway Club, help these people. It's cold out. Now, how do we get out of Berlin here?
I don't know.
Get ready for blankets!
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
We're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and yeah, lots of Vancouver stuff happening on the show today. So those two tracks you just heard were by two acts playing at the Blank Fest, which is the first annual fundraiser event for Covenant House, which is a charity here in Vancouver that raises money for homeless, serves the homeless population. So you heard there Titan's Eve, they're the headliners, and also Handsome Distraction. So you heard two tracks from them. They're playing November 10th at the Railway Club. Now, also coming up is to go to something completely different. So Kirtan, which of course is the Indian devotional singing, which is really taking off here in Vancouver a lot. And I've done some interviews with some Kirtan artists in the past here on the show. And there's a Kirtan artist passing through town. His name is Dave Stringer, and he's one of the kind of most well-known here in North America. The Los Angeles Times just declared him as a departure from ancient Kirtan. Stringer's performance shaped the experience into a far more compelling musical encounter. So he's quite innovative. He's one of the modernizers of the Kirtan movement here in North America. And he is playing on that same night, November 10th. So you got a choice. November 10th, this is a Kirtan with Sparrow, of course. She is a well-known Kirtan performer as well. It'll be at West 10th Avenue, 3214 West 10th Avenue at Trutch, which is in Kitsilano. Doors at 7:30, so the November 10th. Let's play for you a little bit of Dave Stringer's Kirtan live to get a sense of what it is, and then we'll play for you a track by Dom Fricott, who is one of the well-known singer-songwriters in the city, who's I think done quite well in the Peak Performance Contest, which is, I don't know much about it, but some other radio station does this performance prize thing. So I thought I'd play for you Dom Fricott track, because I actually met him in person the other day and he was a nice chap, so I thought I'd play for you his track. So first up is Dave Stringer. This is some Kirtan that you can expect if you go to his show on November 10th. Oh,
16th, the crossroads where we'd meet. She pulled my suspenders to kiss me, how to kiss me. And I pray that you're happy and perfectly healthy. Pray that.
Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and up there you heard a track there by Dom Freecoat. He is a singer-songwriter here from the city. Dom, last name F-R-I-C-O-T, and he is one of the finalists, I believe, for the Peak Performance Project, which another radio station, I won't mention, are doing. It's a competition, I guess. But he's a nice guy. I met him, and a really great track there. And before that was Dave Stringer. He does Kirtan. Kirtan singing, traditional Indian singing, and Dave Stringer will be playing at St. James Hall in Kitsilano on November 10th. It's a Saturday, 8 p.m, with Sparrow included on harmonies as well. So up now, let's get back into some more local music. Wise a Fool, great band that just started playing here in the city, and I've had a chance to listen to a demo that they've recorded featuring Jay Beck, who's been in a lot of bands here in the city. And they're playing a show coming up very soon as well. It's actually going to be kind of like an after party for the Pointed Sticks tomorrow night at the Rickshaw. Of course, we played the Pointed Sticks at the start of the show. So here we go. Here's Wise a Fool, new local music, kind of heavy 70s oriented guitar rock. and then some jolts for you, some straight ahead punk. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and up there you heard a track there by Dom Fricot. He is a singer-songwriter here from the city. Dom, last name F-R-I-C-O-T, and he is one of the finalists, I believe, for the Peak Performance Project, which another radio station, who I won't mention, are doing. It's a competition, I guess. But he's a nice guy. I met him, and a really great track there. And before that was Dave Stringer. He does Kirtan. Kirtan singing, traditional Indian singing, and Dave Stringer will be playing at St. James Hall in Kitsilano November 10th. It's a Saturday, 8 p.m., with Sparrow included on harmonies as well. So up now, let's get back into some more local music. Wise a Fool, great band that just started playing here in the city, and I've had a chance to listen to a demo that they've recorded featuring Jay Beck, who's been in a lot of bands here in the city. And they're playing a show coming up very soon as well. It's actually going to be kind of like an after party for the Neil Pointed Sticks tomorrow night at the Rickshaw. Of course, we played the Pointed Sticks at the start of the show. So here we go. Here's Wise a Fool, new local music, kind of heavy 70s oriented guitar rock, and then some jolts for you, some straight ahead punk.
Thank you.
Up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Okay, more local Vancouver music there. You heard first up, Wise a Fool. That's a demo from Wise a Fool, who are a brand new band with a great sort of stoner 70s guitar kind of groove. And I'm very fortunate to have received the demo of that band. They're playing a show on Sunday, November 11th. Here in Vancouver at the Astoria. So it's kind of like an after party for the Neil Young show, which is on the same night. So also playing Ahama White and La Chinga. And you heard there are two tracks from the Jolts as well. They're a local punk band, and they're supporting the Pointed Sticks at the Rickshaw tomorrow night. And if you tuned in at the start of the show, you would have heard my little very, very brief retrospective on Vancouver legends, the Pointed Sticks. So not a lot of time left. Finally, some time from Australian music. Let's play three. I'll try to squeeze in three new tracks from female artists. First up is Julia Stone, of course, from the Angus and Julia Stone group, brother and sister duo. She has a solo release. I'm going to play for you a track by her. And also a track by Sophie Hutchins, and we'll try to get a track in by a group called Tamarin, who I quite liked. Okay, so some brand new Australian music for you. Not long to go for the show. Thanks for tuning in.
Be what I love.